Through practice, which is primarily positive, it's necessary to touch on a slightly negative aspect of growth. "We just grew apart" is a phrase used by some to describe how and why their marriage has died. What "we grew apart" usually means is, A, one spouse grew and the other didn't progress, stay interesting, or remain connected to his or her mate's development, or B, although each partner may have grown as an individual, the relationship remains stagnant. This is very different from what happens in a thriving marriage. When a husband and wife are committed to growing in their relationship, they feel like they are real partners, and they very much enjoy their journey in life together. Stagnation or simply doing nothing is not a static condition, not in ponds, not in one's personal life, and certainly not in marriage. Some people mistakenly view marriage as though it were a sterile institution. But in reality, marriage is a dynamic set of complex, ever-changing relationships, each with a life of its own. Therefore, if a couple makes no effort to change or improve their marriage, it will not simply remain unchanged. Instead, it will begin to deteriorate and will eventually die. In some respects, it's irrelevant whether or not a couple have legally divorced. If spouses have divorced emotionally, the effects on their lives and hearts can be very similar to those that occur when a marriage officially ends. In our personal development, if we are not growing, we are withering and dying. In our marriage relationships, either we are growing forward or we're sliding backward. What leads some marriages to grow and others to stagnate? One key is explained in this pronouncement from Solomon found in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. "Where there is no vision, the people perish." The same could be said for marriage partners who fail to develop a shared vision. Unless they determine what it is they really want and what it is they truly believe in, marriage partners tend to merely meander, perhaps together, perhaps alone. It's easy for spouses to drift apart if they do not chart a course together to give their lives shared meaning. Without unity and direction, how can partners possibly stay on the same track? This is an even bigger dilemma in today's world than it used to be. We're bombarded by options like never before, and there are many voices beckoning us to follow one path or another in how we conduct our lives or carry out our relationships. It's understandable that many husbands and wives would flounder in confusion. They may go through the emotions of marriage, but neither feels real movement or momentum in their relationship. Yet many couples still live their lives almost as separate individuals rather than as real-life partners, even when neither spouse is confused or passively indifferent. Each individual in this type of marriage gets so caught up in personal pursuits that instead of working together as partners, the couple eventually doesn't need each other at all. They become virtual strangers, only connecting with one another superficially. Nevertheless, there is hope. Neither of these outcomes is necessary. The ills of indifference and isolation in marriage are preventable and treatable. To prevent or cure indifference, couples need to develop a shared vision. To avoid the problem of isolation, or to heal it, the couple must learn to relate to one another using spousal synergy. On a simple level, shared vision can be viewed as the what, and spousal synergy as the how, for couples to grow in marriage. In other words, shared vision consists of mutual goals for the marriage, while spousal synergy is the process of working together to achieve these goals.
To develop a shared vision, a husband and wife need to define what they want out of life. This includes a carefully thought out set of personal objectives, goals for their marriage relationship, and expectations they have for each other. To give this process the attention it deserves will take some time. However, it should not be viewed as a chore. Rather, it's a unique opportunity to shape the direction your lives will take. To do so is to make an investment that yields immense dividends. It's your life that you're planning as individuals and a couple. So why not make it just as you'd like it to be? There is no single best way to accomplish this task. Some prefer to approach it as a comprehensive game plan for life. Others would rather do it in small, simple ways. In light of what you know about yourself, use your own judgment to determine what will work best for you. In developing a sense of shared vision for your marriage, consider these guidelines. Develop a marital mission statement. Begin where you are. Consider a time and a season. Analyze and prioritize. Establish goals and objectives. Develop a marital mission statement.